Justice Department charging three Iranian hackers for allegedly running a massive global ransomware operation that extorted power companies, local governments, even a domestic violence shelter here in the United States. Federal investigators say they hijacked their victims' computer systems and then printed ransom notes on their own printers. Here's one of them. Hi. If you're reading this, it means your data is encrypted and your private sensitive information is stolen. Read carefully the whole instructions to avoid any problems. You have to contact us immediately to resolve this issue and make a deal. We will sell your data if you decide not to pay or try to recover them. The domestic violence shelter paid the hackers $13,000 in Bitcoin, according to the indictment. CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers now with the details. Eamon.
Tyler, the hackers are still in Iran, and U.S. law enforcement is just not going to be able to make any arrests anytime soon on this one. But the U.S. attorney for New Jersey said it's still important to file these charges.
As of now, each of them are fugitives. By charging them in this indictment, by publicly naming them, we are stripping their anonymity away. They cannot operate anonymously from the shadows anymore.
The three men are Mansour Ahmadi, Ahmad Khatibi Agda, and Amir Hussein Nikadian Riveri, Iranian nationals who allegedly installed ransomware and locked up the systems of hundreds of entities, including a housing authority, power companies, a bar association, and even that domestic violence shelter in Pennsylvania. The alleged hackers have been added to the Bureau's most wanted list, and the FBI says it's offering a $10 million reward for information about them.